The Gospel of Truth. Chapter 1. Behold, I am come as thy brother, and thy companion in tribulation. And I speak unto thee on this, thy day of reckoning. I walk before thee, I precede thee in thy dark night. I speak unto thee words of tribulation and woe, for I have grievously rebelled. Mine is the spirit which is neither cause nor caused, and as mine, so thine. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou wast driven back? Thou mountain, that thou trembled like the lamb? Thou sun, that thou fleddest from the sky? I speak unto children, that they may be made men, and unto cities, that they may yield a new man. For the cities are barren of men, and nations yield no sign. Behold, the child begotten of a child begat a child, and so the revenger, the slayer of the slayer, shall therefore arise within the border of the city, that the destroyer be destroyed, and that a new man may arise, and that the new man may be thee. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity, to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. Rejoice! The dark night cometh, but also the morning comes. Thou shalt govern over all the earth, though there be no earth to govern. For that which was given was not given, and that which was taken is taken. Thy distress is known to me. Ye have great heaviness and continual sorrow. Thy bowels are troubled, and thy heart is turned within, and there is none to comfort thee. Nor is there congregation to praise thee, nor judge to judge thee. Thou lovest deceit more than truth, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words. Truth shall likewise destroy thee for ever, and shall take thee away, and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Behold, I am thy friend, and I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked alike. And the nation shall wail, and the city shall close its gates against thee, and I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness. Lo, thy days of filth are numbered, and thy days of controversy are numbered, and the days in the siegeless city are numbered. From the pains of the living death shall I deliver thee, from the sorrows of hell art thou promised. Only die, and I shall deal bountifully with thee. Chapter 2. Verily, thou shalt take no heed of the deceptions of the indwelling deceiver, and thou shalt stone her with stones that she die, for she and thee are one, and that one shall be slain, both be slain. Thou shalt not consent unto her, nor hearken unto her, nor shall thine eye pity her, neither shall thou spare nor conceal her, but thou shalt surely kill her. Thine hand shall be the first upon her to put her to death. Spare not thy sword, for she hath sinned against thee, and trodden thee under foot. Verily, thy step shall leave no mark, and thy breath shall cause no stir. That which thy hand defiles shall remain pure, and that which is cleaved by thy sword shall remain whole. The wind that sweepeth away night leaveth no mark upon the day. I call you out of your city of refuge. I call you to be a murderer and be put to death. I press the poor into dust and press princes into dust, for in the dust and in the dunghill is this battle fought. Trust thou in the truth, for the wise saith that truth is righteous, and the lies of the deceiver are wicked. For lo, wickedness shall entice thee, and slothfulness casteth thee into a deep sleep. Into bread and water and flesh shall thee be drawn, but thou shalt find no favor. And it shall come to pass that the holy shall become unholy, and the favored shall become unfavored, and the familiar shall become strange. And the deceits of the serpent hath blighted thee, and thy ways are the ways of the rotted flesh, and the fallen city, and the banished king. And it shall be, when I say unto thee, wherefore sighest thou, that thou shalt answer, for the tidings, because it cometh. And thy heart shall melt, and thy hands shall be feeble, and thy knees shall be weak as water, and thy spirit shall faint. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the deceptions of the beast upon the children of darkness. Be not afraid of fear, nor of the desolation of the unjust, for the fruit of truth is in all goodness and righteousness. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Chapter 3. And see, and behold, even unto death, truth is thy country, nation of thy right birth, though it be foreign to thee, and unknown to thee. And there shall ye remember your ways, and all your doings, and wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils and transgressions that ye have committed. Awake, O captive exile! Put on the strength, and shake thyself from the dust. Where is the fury of the oppressed? Art not thou him that hath wounded the dragon? Desolation and destruction and flame and the sword are thy path and thy way. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy, and smite thine hands together, and let thy sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. Set the point of thy sword against her gates, that her ruins be multiplied. Lo, it is made bright for the slaughter. For the adversary hath spread her hand upon thee, and afflicted thee, and now ye must rise up in thy wrath with sword and with fire. Open thy armory, and bring forth the weapons of thy indignation. Come against the indweller from the utmost border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the slayer. Wheresoever he meeteth her, he shall slay her. So is the beast slain, and the slayer redeemed. So shall the slayer be slain, and so shall ye become the revenger of blood. Thus shalt the lamb devour the lion, and the beast shall burn upon the altar for an offering made by fire. Ye that kindle a fire, walk in the light of the fire you have kindled, and the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall be made waste and go forth from thee. But now, after ye have known the light, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Stand fast, therefore, and be not entangled again in the yokes of bondage. Be as I am, for I am as ye are. Now are ye full, now are ye rich, now shall ye reign as a king over all the unpeopled earth. For we are fools for truth, but wise in truth. Verily, I say unto thee, verily, 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 life is but a dream.